Being a child of post-war Vietnam, growing up in a socialist and communist country, I always appreciate the values of America, the land of opportunity and the land of freedom. But in order for us to truly remember what opportunities we have and freedom we have here in America, we need to be first mindful of where freedom come from. Our founding fathers, having witnessed and studied about the French Revolution and having lived under almost a total absolute control of the monarchy, wanted to create a new nation that had both check and balance, because they know that democracy without proper check and balance will be anarchy and will go into chaos, and no one gets what they want except to be controlled by an anonymous voice that kind of be swayed by popular opinion. Therefore, they created a republic that have enough check and balance so that we know where our dignity, our freedom, and our opportunities come from. So in order to separate themselves from divine and absolute rule from a monarch, they create a republic. And in order for our nation to be separated from divine and absolute rule, they begin with the Declaration of Independence, that each man had an inherent set of rights and respect given by the Creator. And therefore, our right, our freedom, our dignity comes from the Creator. Therefore, they set our dignity and our value as human being under God. Even though they were not practicing Christian men, many of them, they were deists, believing that God had created the universe and give a set of rule and allowed the universe to rule itself through natural law. And therefore, our law had to abide with this set of natural law. They knew that the Creator created us, and therefore our dignity and our value come from that. And once we have this alignment of where our freedom, our value come from, grounded in God, then as the Declaration of Independence remind us, then each and every one of us, the government is not an overarching institution that dictate and rule our lives, but the government should be for the people to ensure liberty, life, and happiness. Very important that this government is not the absolute rule and the overarching institution of all, but to ensure the life, the dignity, and the respect given by the Creator. Therefore, it's important for us to know who our dependence is upon. Even though we are independent from absolute monarchy and absolute rules, we have to put our dependence on God and know that our freedom can only be found in Him, or else the state will enslave us. The government will enslave us, and the government will dictate every moment of our being. And this is not what our founding fathers want, nor this is not what our Christian teachings always teach us, that the government should always be for the people and represent the people instead of forcing the people to comply to everything. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, what do we celebrate on Independence Day? Is it that we can fly our flags, drink heavily, and have some fun fireworks? Much more than that. This is not just a secular celebration, because our founding fathers want us to remember that our country is founded on invaluable foundations and values that come from the gospel, that every man, every woman, every child, every person have an inherent right and dignity given to us by God. Therefore, today, we give thanks for that freedom. We give thanks for that dignity. And we have to ensure that freedom is not being used in the wrong way to do whatever we want. But as Christians, we have to be reminded that this true freedom comes from God when we align our will, our government, our society, and our world after His image and likeness, so that we learn to obey God, keep His commandments, and love our neighbor as ourselves. And this is important. This sense of neighbor, it's going much more than some piece of paper. This sense of paper comes from the inherent right that we have in Christ Jesus. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I pray that our nation do not become prosperous in just the materialistic or political sense, but that we become prosperous in how we learn to be rich in Christ Jesus, to serve one another, especially those who are living on the fringes of society, those who have no voice, and those who are in need of our service. Therefore, in loving one another, we put our government in check, making sure that they are for the service of all, and that our government reflect the gospel value, as we put our values, our faith, our foundation in Christ Jesus, who is the one who judges us, who is the one who knows us, and who is the one who understands our will, our intention, and our hearts.